Whatever. Oh, Nessa's on the Fatty app. Big Fatty app.
Well, excellent.
We both downloaded the Big Fatty app this week.
Oh, did you?
And that worked.
Have you found the
No,
Easter egg?
Did you?
Yes.
You have to tell me what it is.
I will.
What screen is it on? Oh,
I can't reveal.
Okay.
I'll show you after the show.
I've been looking for that bitch all week.
I found it.
I've been touching everything on there. Ugh, which is gross because I'm just. Ugh.
Yeah, you only want to touch his face so many times.
Yeah.
No.
All week today. All week today. Somebody would come ask me to do something. No.
I like the one where he belches and it sounds
disgusting.
So nasty. It's unbelievable.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I've been looking for that bitch all week.
I found it.
I've been touching everything on there.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 632 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 6th of July, 2010. Y'all coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is going to tell you about a few little things he's got on his list and talk about the Easter egg. Yes! Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. For those of you, for many of you in the U.S. of A., it is the first day back at the coal mine for many of you. But, y'all, No, Big Fatty. You were at the coal mine on Monday. And, y'all, it's true. And, y'all, it was a good day at the coal mine. It drug a little bit. I did get some things done today. I saw a little twitty this morning from Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And he's like, my alarm didn't go off. I'm fat. Well, y'all, you know, this comes as no surprise to anyone. Y'all, I'm watching what they call the traffic tracker. The traffic tracker. And y'all, the traffic tracker. Comes on right after the weather rat, y'all, and the traffic tracker shows us where all the tie-ups are on the interstates here in the upchuck, and y'all, there was no traffic at all. It's almost like everybody had the day off, and y'all, it's just, you know, y'all, it is just so sad. It's just so sad. There are some people, and I'm not going to mention any names.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Nameless person. Y'all, it's just they didn't realize that the national holiday, whenever a national holiday falls on a weekend, then you observe it either on the Friday or the Monday. Depending on what day it's closest to. And y'all, this person didn't... I didn't realize it was a holiday for most everybody. And y'all, it's just sad. It's just so, so sad. But I'm not going to embarrass the person by mentioning their name or anything like that. Now, y'all, I have been receiving quite a bit of information through the e-letters. Y'all, I'm not getting any voice letters. And this is unacceptable. Because y'all... on the BFO app, there is a... In fact, let's just go over here to the BFO app now. Yes, Big Patty, just go right on over there, and then you can speak with knowledge of the app. Oh, Lord, that Kimber wants to play the words with friends with me, y'all. I'm... Oh, dear Gussie. I'm looking over here, and y'all, the what is this thing called? It's the app, y'all, and there's a place on there for the voice letters, y'all, and all you have to oh, dear Gussie, y'all, they're wearing some kind of fancy shades on the news, y'all, you go over here, and y'all, there's a way to send a voice letter to Big Fatty. And y'all, you don't even have to call the BFO number 206-337-1438. Although I wish some of you would do that just to keep it active. But y'all, you can send it's absolutely free. If you've got the BFO app, All you got to do is you just hit the button that says start recording. And then, y'all, you when you finish, you can play back your recording to see if it is what you want it to say. And, y'all, when you're ready, all you do is you hit the little button there that says send voice letter. Now, y'all, I have been told by Stephen the Uck, who evidently did not go and wish bon voyage to... by the way, y'all, before I go any further, I've gotten my ass chewed. I've gotten my ass chewed by my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, down there in the Australia. And, y'all, it's because I called Naught my straight boyfriend. And, y'all, Naught is one of my straight boyfriends, but, y'all, he is not my straight boy. He is not the straight boyfriend. He is my straight boyfriend. But he's one of my straight boyfriends. But, y'all, there is only one the straight boyfriend. And, y'all, that is Straight Bob. And y'all know that. Y'all know that? Yes, Rick Reddy, we are quite aware. But his son, I believe he got his panties in a wad, as they say. But y'all, you know, anyway. So, but y'all, evidently, Stephen the Uck has been getting some twitties or e-letters. Stephen the Uck, we cannot find the Easter egg. And y'all, that's what that Big Ricky, the ginger bear, was talking about at the beginning of today's little show. But y'all, he couldn't find the Easter egg. And y'all, Stephen the Uck says that I ought to give a little clue. And y'all, I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it. There is a reminder. There's a reminder on the first page that asks you, have you found the little Easter egg? But I'm not going to tell you where it is, y'all. You just got to keep finding it. And y'all, when you find it, you're just going to touch yourself inappropriately. It's just going to be lovely when you can finally do that. But y'all, get over there and get that BFO app. And y'all, my grandson, I did not realize that he had gotten one of them iPhone 4s. And y'all, I asked him, I said, did that come with the BFO app? Y'all, he sent me the sweetest little picture. In fact, I'm going to talk about some pictures today that was sent to me. And y'all, he sent me the sweetest little picture. And I'm just going to pull it up here and I'm going to look at it. Y'all don't get to look at it. But y'all, back, honey, this is not fair. We would like to see your grandson too. Well, perhaps that by the way, y'all, that Kim Beaver chewed me up and spit me out in the Words with Friends. Y'all, it was nip and tuck. It was nip and tuck through the whole game. And then, y'all, she just punched me. She just punched me. Punched me, y'all. And, y'all, it was not the good kind of punch like the Hawaiian punch. It was just beat the lid. She canned me, y'all. She just canned me. But, y'all, my grandson has, on his new iPhone, he's got some sort of what do you call that? That's a wallpaper with his face on it. And then, y'all, he's got the BFO app on there. And, y'all, but here's the thing that gets me, y'all. He's got it in a folder called Music. And, y'all, I had no idea. I had no idea that the BFO qualified as music. Yes, McFarlane, it is a warbling nightingale to our ears. But y'all, he's got he can control his remote from the Music folder or the yourmuse.fm. I don't know what that is. Shazam, the iPods, and the BFO. Those are the things in there. And y'all, it's just lovely. Just lovely. So, anyway, Stephen, thank you so much for sending that picture and for making sure that BFO app is on your, what do you call those? The iPhones. Now, y'all, that trucker Alex, he sent me several pictures of things, of trophies. And y'all, he sent me one that it is a gold-plated set of handcuffs on a wooden stand, and they're sticking up in the air, and it says, Big Fatty Online, Pod Arbitron, rated number one, Pride 48's Most Horrified. And y'all, I had no idea that I had the Most Horrified little show on the Pride 48, but y'all, evidently I did. Evidently I did. And thank you so much there, Trucker Alex. And y'all, I have to say, I'm a little, I'm a little disappointed. I'm a little disappointed that we've not heard from the birthday girl. The birthday girl from yesterday. And y'all, I can't understand it. I just cannot understand how we have not heard from the birthday girl. But y'all, maybe she'll call the BFO. Yes, Big Patty. Yo, here's the thing for my straight boyfriend. He goes, oh, my straight boyfriend, not. That came out easy. Maybe you should take a trip around the United States of kiss my ass. Y'all, I mean, it's just ugly. It is just ugly, y'all. And y'all, he posted that. He posted that to the BFO, so I am not revealing. I am not revealing any secrets. So anyway, y'all, I'm telling you, I've just gotten my ass, my ass has been chewed. Y'all, speaking of naught, he sent me some pictures. You know, he put on the Twitty that he got a new haircut. He got his dead animal on top of his head. What did he call it? He got a quarter inch taken off on each side, but it dramatically reduced the overall there's a dead animal on my head effect. And y'all, he sent me some pictures of, because you know, naught has the what do you call that? That's the mohawk. And y'all, it's just lovely. And I gotta say, there may have been some inappropriate touching. And no, I'm not gonna be able to share those because I've been asked not to share. I mean, plus I'd just get my ass in trouble. In fact, even mentioning his name is probably gonna get my ass in trouble again. Yes, Big Fatty, move the show along. And y'all, the other little picture that I wanted to tell you about is from Perfetti. And y'all, Perfetti has made a dramatic return to the Twitties. And y'all, there was something revealed that there may be a return to podcasting for Perfetti and the city boy up at there in New York City, Eric the Southern Boy. That's it, the Southern Boy, not the city boy. Maybe it's the Southern Boy in the Big City. I don't know what it's called. But anyway, because y'all, it's been so long. But y'all, Perfetti, y'all, he sends me a picture. And then after he sends me the picture, which the picture is just lovely, he says, he broke like 15 traffic laws to be able to take this picture. But y'all, the picture is of the side of a barn. And no, it is not a picture of Big Fatty, who is as big as the side of a barn. But y'all, honest to God, in these giant letters, it says Big Fatties with an apostrophe S. Because, you know, there are some people who do not know the difference between plural and possessive. But this is possessive, y'all. Big Fatties, barbecue and more. Next, right on the square, y'all. And who knew that Big Fatty did more on the square, y'all? I mean, who knew? And y'all, it's just lovely. And it's on the side of a barn, and y'all, it's just lovely. And y'all, Perfetti, thank you so much for that. And thank God you didn't get a ticket. But y'all, evidently he likes DILFs on the square. He likes to DILF on the square, y'all. And y'all, you know, Big Fatty is not. He is not a shy person. And if Freddie wants to DILF on the square, then by golly, we'll DILF on the square. Yes, Big Fatty, please, move it along. You're making me want to vomit. But y'all, the other person who has shown back up on the Twitty here lately, and many of you know him, he and y'all, we salute his service to our country, is the mascot John. And y'all, I know he doesn't listen to the little show, but mascot John, he was here in the South Kakalaki. He has entered the public service in the armed forces, and that y'all, he is out in the he is out on the left coast now, out on the left coast, y'all, in a lovely city out there. And y'all, he just loves the structure. He just loves the structure that the armed forces have given him. So, and y'all, he had to stay awake for 24 hours to do some kind of special duty or something. I don't know. And by duty, I do not mean like that. What that elderly person in Woodland Hills does in the underpants. But anyway, what was I saying? Oh, but y'all, Mascot John is back on the Twitty, and if you see him on there, tell him hello. Say hello. And tell him, thank him for his service. Oh, dear Gussie, there's somebody calling me from the 803 area code, and I'm not answering it, y'all. No, I am not going to answer it. No, Big Friday, don't do it. Don't do it. Now, y'all, Paul sent me thing about vodka, a little thing about vodka, y'all. And it says, do you know that to remove a bandage painlessly, you can saturate the bandage with vodka and the stuff dissolves the adhesive? And to clean the caulking around your bathtub and showers, fill a trigger spray bottle with vodka, spray the caulking, and let set 5 minutes and then wash clean. The alcohol in the vodka kills mold and mildew. To clean your eyeglasses, simply wipe the lenses with a soft, clean cloth, dapping with vodka. The alcohol in the vodka cleans the glass and kills the germs. Prolong the life of razors by filling a cup with vodka and letting your safety razor soak in the alcohol after shaving. The vodka disinfects the blade and prevents rusting. Spray vodka on wine stains, scrub with a brush, and then blot dry. Using a cotton ball, apply vodka to your face and as an astringent to cleanse the skin and tighten pores. Add a jigger of vodka to a 12-ounce bottle of shampoo. The alcohol cleanses the scalp, removes toxins from hair, and stimulates the growth of healthy hair. To fill a 16-ounce trigger spray bottle with vodka and spray bees and wasps to kill them. Pour 1/2 cup of vodka and 1/2 cup water in a Ziploc freezer bag and freeze for a slushy, refreshing ice pack for aches, pain, or black eyes. Fill a clean, used mayonnaise jar with freshly packed lavender flowers. Fill the jar with vodka and seal the lid tightly and set in the sun for 3 days. Strain liquid through a coffee filter and then apply the tincture to aches and pains. To relieve a fever, use a washcloth to rub vodka on your chest and back as a liniment. To cure foot odor, wash your feet with vodka. Vodka will disinfect and alleviate a jellyfish sting. Pour vodka on an infected area with poison, an affected area with poison ivy to remove the urushiol oil from your skin. Or swish a shot of vodka over an aching tooth. Allow your gums to absorb some of the alcohol to numb the pain. And y'all, then at the very end, there's the standard statement that you would expect someone who was a shut-in and, you know, was bedridden to say, and silly me, I just drink the stuff. What a waste. So anyway, y'all, that's your vodka little story for today. Yes, Big Fatty, that was just lovely. Now, y'all, Paul also has sent me, Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, he sent me some information about a service called Tanga, T-A-N-G-A. And y'all, evidently they have a special, that is the Five Guys double cheeseburger with the light jalapenos and the sautéed mushrooms and the pickles. But y'all, there was just too much spiciness on the Cajun fries, y'all. I think I'm gonna have to go back. I'm gonna have to go back to the regular French fried potatoes at the Five Guys. And anyway, y'all, I'll have to tell you about Tanga later, because y'all, I've just run out of time. Y'all, I've run out of time, and you know what happens when you run out of time, don't you, Ginger Bear?
I've been looking for that bitch all week.
I found it.
I've been touching everything on there.
Oh, dear Gussie, Ginger Bear's been touching. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good,
gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.